Hockey Canada has been under scrutiny since information came to light in the spring of 2022 that the national hockey body was involved in an out-of-court settlement for a sexual assault case involving hockey players from the 2018 junior hockey team. CIDI had the opportunities to sit down with Federal Minister of Sports, Pascal Saint-Onge, this summer, who spoke in detail about how she was going about addressing the situation to ensure a safe environment for athletes across the country. We have the pleasure to welcome her back to our show to speak on recent developments regarding the case and the changes that are being brought about in the sporting world. Good day, y'all. This is Taylor McClure, your host for CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and we welcome Pascal back to the show. So Pascal, the last time that you were here with us at CIDI, you detailed that when this case involving Hockey Canada came to light, that you immediately cut its federal funding. You also demanded a financial audit to ensure that no public funding was used in the out-of-court settlement, that it filed with the Office of the Sport Integrity Commissioner, that it submit a report of the recommendations put forward by the company it hires to investigate, and a plan as to how they will implement those recommendations. Have those conditions been met? Where is Hockey Canada at in meeting those conditions?
Well, they've worked on some of them, but not all of these conditions have been fulfilled yet. The most important part for me was for them to sign up with the Office of the Sport Integrity Commissioner, which is a milestone. It's going to be imposed on all federally funded organizations before the next funding cycle, which starts in April 2023. But it was a priority for me to have Hockey Canada sign on, mainly because for cases of abuse or maltreatment, now athletes, but also members of the public, have somewhere to turn to, and also for OSIC to be able to investigate whether there are cultural issues within the sport that needs to be tackled, make recommendations, and help the organization get better. So that was extremely important. However, the financial audit is still not over. We should receive a report at some point. Also, we're still waiting to see permanent changes in the organization. Right now, the board has resigned. We're waiting to see what kind of people are going to be voted on the next board. That's going to be really important. I'm hoping to see a whole lot more diversity, especially women, and also people from diverse communities, but also diverse expertise to bring, for example, better governance expertise on the board, because that was one of the problems that was highlighted.
That was actually my next question, was like, it's public knowledge that the entire board of directors decided to step down. And I was just going to ask you to comment on that and what it means for Hockey Canada, hockey itself, and for athletes. The last time you were here, you mentioned that Canadians lost faith in the hockey body's leadership.
Yeah, I think this was a very important step. Because what we've heard from the previous board of directors was that they didn't have very good understanding of the depth of the problematics within the organization in regards to sexual violence, but also the culture of violence in the organization. So it was clear, and it became more clear as we testified in front of the Heritage Committee, that there needed to be an extensive change within the organization, and it needs to start at the board, because they are the one hiring all the directors and the key members that play very important roles with the players, and building a strong entourage and good training and good education system for the players, so that they know more about consent and about the sexual abuse. So that was really important, but there's an election that's going to happen sometime this December, and we'll see, because, you know, we need to see change, and I'm really hoping that the voting members bring in new people.
Yes. And what steps have you taken as the Minister of Sports at the federal level? What steps, other steps have you taken over the last few months to ensure that something like this does not happen again? Have you been working with other sport institutions to work on a more secure environment?
Well, a very important step was taken in Canada by creating a new independent mechanism that could investigate on individual cases, but also make cultural assessments about toxic culture in sports. So that started on June 20th, and that was really important. It's a game changer for national athletes in Canada. Now I'm working also with my counterparts from the provinces and territories to make sure that such independent mechanisms are created in every jurisdiction, so that all athletes are protected, no matter the level that they're at. Because one of the stories that we keep on hearing about is gymnastics, And yes, there's been problems within the national organization, but also in local clubs and in provincial clubs. So my goal is to make sure that all athletes across Canada are covered, that they have a safe place to turn to. So that's really important. And the other thing that I'm working on right now is surrounding myself with experts that can help us think about the next funding framework that we're going to put in place starting in April 2023, so that we can help organizations have better governance structures and practices, better financial transparency, and also better expertise about abuse and maltreatment, so that more training and education happens within the organization for athletes, officials, coaches, leaders, because I really feel like this is the only way that we're going to change the culture in sport, is if everyone is involved and if collectively we use every tools and every opportunity that we have to talk about these issues and you know, create change in sport.
Now, I'm going to get more specific here because I'm not sure if there's anything going on the ground here in your writing, but how have you been going about supporting athletes or sporting organizations or institutions here in Brome, Missisquoi?
Oh, well, there was a great announcement a few months ago about, infrastructure, because that's a key piece for children and youth to have access to sport. There needs to be good infrastructure, sports infrastructures in every communities. And that's a key thing to do if we want to open up sports and make sure that everyone is capable of, you know, doing physical activity, because we know how good it is for, of course, physical health, but mental health, social inclusion, and to tackle so many social issues. So I was happy to announce an $18 million investment to build a new arena in Magog. We know how popular ice sports are, whether it's hockey or even speed skating or other ice sports. So I'm really happy about that. I think it's going to be accessible to kids and youth and adults, of course. And that's going to be good for the community.
Yes. And I remember the last time that you were here, like when this whole Hockey Canada case came about, that you had people calling into your office, asking questions and things like that. And you were trying to answer those questions as best as you could. Is this something that you're still doing? Are you, for people who are concerned or who have had an experience of violence themselves, is this something that you're still doing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anytime I come in the writing and I meet people, a lot of them talk to me about, first of all, how offended they were by Hockey Canada's attitude and their management of sexual abuse, but also about their own experiences in sport. And I'm planning on visiting a lot of arenas this winter, just going into arenas and talking with parents and coaches and players to know more about, you know, what they think and what they're doing in their own teams to have better communication and to fight those issues.
I actually spoke with the Minister of Sports in Quebec here, Isabelle Charest, who is working on reforming the sporting environment in Quebec. Like you mentioned before, this is something that you're hoping to see across the country.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you know, Quebec has been, you know, forward thinking in these issues, and Isabelle is doing great work. I know that she's extremely committed to fight abuse and maltreatment in sport. She's herself an ex-athlete, and I know that her experience is helping a lot. She's doing great things. And, you know, we often have meetings, all sport ministers across Canada, and we're trying to work with everyone to improve the situation in other provinces. But last meeting that we had, it was during the Canada Games, and they all committed to creating such an independent mechanism within their own province or territory, or to sign on with the Office of the Sports Integrity Commissioner. I'm following their work, and I hope that soon all jurisdictions have such mechanisms.
Great. Now, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about, you know, what's happening in the world of sports right now. Anything that you think would be important to remind our community of or to make our community aware of?
Well, you know, generally, I think that the fact that my mandate so far has been so busy and filled with many crises happening in different sports. We've heard about water polo. We've heard about gymnastics, wrestling, bobsleigh, skeleton. My goal in all this is to bring back joy in sport, because we hear terrible stories these days, and it's important to acknowledge what's happening. It's important to recognize it. It's important to make changes, sustainable changes that are going to permanently change the sport culture in Canada. But the main thing is to bring joy back in sport, because everyone that has good experience in sport comes out of it transformed. We learn so much physical skills, but also we build our personality, our discipline, our knowledge in sport. And I really want to make sure that people feel safe in sport, so that they send their children to do physical activity and play sport, because...
Well, thank you so much, Pascal. I really appreciate you taking this time to speak to me. I know that you're busy. I really, really appreciate it.
I'll always have time for you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.